So Ministry of Space was formed as a collective in 2010-11 with the intention to activate different underused and neglected spaces through direct action, but also municipal negotiations. And the idea was to push the concept of the right of the seat to get involved as many people as we can. And through years, since 2010 until now, it developed in many different topics related to the urban development that we are very interested about. So now we have, let's say, three important pillars in our work. One is management and governance of public resources. So how public spaces and public property and resources are used and governed. Then another thing is participation in urban planning processes and in urban development. And the third pillar are commons. And we do that through education, advocacy, research, and different types of like community support and engaging with the grassroots. We were one of the collectives who actually initiated the bigger movement against the Belgrade Waterfront project, that is a massive development project in the river of Sava. We succeeded to gather around 30,000 people on the streets of Belgrade protesting against the development project.
I think many people in Germany don't know this project. Could you tell me a bit more about the project and also the protests against it?
Yeah, so the project Belgrade Waterfront, it's a kind of a flagship project that is located on Sava River in Belgrade, in the city center. And it's kind of the enclosure of the riverside in order to become an exclusive office and residential area. And to have like shopping malls, highest tower in the Balkans, and various kind of luxurious services, and so on. So it came as an investment from United Arab Emirates, and it's very typical like flagship mega project that you can imagine. So basically, it's 90 hectares of land that the investor almost got for free. What happened with the whole project? So they were demolishing parts of the areas for years and introducing new plans for the development of the area, which was completely out of our regulation. Even the laws were broken, and the new laws were introduced only for the specific area, which is super unusual. And then in 2016, during the electional night, the part of the area was demolished by 30 people with balaclavas and bulldozers that just came and occupied the area and torn down the private property that was based over there. So actually, that was a triggering point for people and citizens of Belgrade to go out on the street. And then in 2016, we had almost every 2 or 3 weeks massive protests in Belgrade related to the, especially to that demolition.
So you were also taking part in this protests. What was your role in it?
So we were organizing the protests under the main initiative Ne davimo Beograd, but that initiative gathered different several organizations and also individuals that were interested to take part in it. And since 2016 to late 2017, early 2018, the initiative decided to become like independent political platform that will go for the elections with the political agenda based on the ideas of municipalism. We as a Ministry of Space went back on nurturing the grassroots and work on the field of our interest, but some of our members are involved in the political platform, Donkers Belgrade, but it's not the same entity as it was before.
So there was a political organization growing from that protest that is taking part in city politics now. But what do you, or what can you tell me about the construction works at Belgrade Waterfront project? Did protests have any chance against the big investors and also against the municipality who was supporting the project?
So it goes, so there are, I think, several buildings, maybe 4 or 5 that are constructed now. The price of their apartments, those apartments are much higher than the average person can, with the average salary, afford something like that. And the unusual aspect as well is like who would pay that much money for like living next 30 years on the construction site. Anyhow, besides those buildings, there is the shopping mall that is currently under construction, And that highest tower in Balkans is kind of under construction, but they cannot pull the water from the pond. It's an area that is covered by the underground water, so it's very difficult to construct on it. So there are difficulties related to the specifically for the tower.
So could you tell me more about the housing situation in general in Belgrade?
Yeah, the housing situation is actually very disturbing, and it becomes a hot topic in Belgrade since a few years. It was before, but I think it was out of the focus of majority of the people. But for example, if you go to the latest Eurostat data on housing in Europe, you will see that Serbia is the second country where people are burdened by the housing costs. Almost 70% of our citizens are burdened by the housing costs, which includes high rent, maintenance, and so on. And another thing is that majority of households in Serbia are privately owned. Specifically in Belgrade, we have less than 1% of publicly owned flats, and you have enormous amount of people who are in a need for affordable housing. So currently, the institutions are working on the new strategy on housing policies, and we are taking part in the working group, but it goes super slow. And from our side, it comes a suggestion to make some kind of models of cooperative housing and affordable housing, which would be kind of a new thing. Another thing is that why it became a hot topic is because in the last 2-3 years, we have a huge wave of evictions. In the same time, the anti-eviction movement emerged, and also members from the Ministry of Space and other organizations and individuals joined the movement. And it had a huge success in the sense that it succeeded to stop maybe 100-150 evictions that took place in the recent years, but also there are also cases where it wasn't that success. Why the evictions are taking place? It's either the loans that people were, the bank debts, and the loans that were taken in the Swiss francs, which majority of the citizens thought that it would be stable currency, but it didn't. So it tripled the value of the flats. Also unregulated ownership status, and also the privatization of the former factories and industries, where people were getting the flats that were owned by the former company, which was the model that we had from the socialism till the market was introduced in the beginning of 2000.
So the evictions were entangled with the history of Serbia.
Of course. I mean, the deregulation of the whole housing sector brought us to the situation that we have currently. In the 90s was the first wave of privatization of households, and the people who had the legal right to use the flat, let's put it like that, they had a priority to buy one for almost not that big price. It was very cheap. In the 90s, the housing sector was privatized, so 97% of the households were private, and now we reach 99.2, which is kind of really big deal right now. And that's the reason why there are a lot of organizations coming from the civil sector and grassroots initiatives as well, and even some people from the institutions who are trying to figure out how we are going to get out from this problem.
This is also a problem that many countries from the southeastern bloc of Europe have, that, yeah, they are facing more evictions. Because
absolutely, but the thing is that we also don't have regulated anything. We don't have regulated the policy on renting the flats. So the prices can jump up and down, however the landlord decides. There is no law that can protect you. I mean, you sign the contract and so on, but it's all functioning in the gray area. Then the Airbnb completely eats the center of the city. So basically, we are now doing also parallel research, like mapping, the critical mapping on housing. And if you see the map of Airbnb flats in the city center, it's practically you cannot find the flat to rent on the monthly basis.
So this is one of your more recent projects, the critical map of Belgrade. And maybe as a final question, in Serbia, there have been many demonstrations this year. So people are fighting against the authoritarian regime under Aleksandar Vučić. How does this political situation influence the situation in Belgrade, and as well you work at the Ministry of Space?
Well, I was very ambivalent at the beginning of those protests, and even now I don't have a right answer to it. They started as citizens' protest against the government. That was the idea. It takes place already for months, I think around maybe it will be almost 6 months every Saturday at the same time. And there are also emerging protests around different towns in Serbia, which is a good sign that people finally decided to react on the oppressive politics that was introduced to us. Another thing is that the opposition, which was ruling, are kind of taking over the protest. That is followed by the decreasing number of people who are participating in the protest. So there was a peak, maybe like more than, I would say, 15,000 people maybe on the street, but now on the last protest on Saturday, I think there were 2,000 people. The people here are not supportive either to the current government, but neither to the previous one. The right-wing parties are somehow putting their themselves in the first plan, which is super problematic.
Mm-hmm. And Vucic, did the housing politics change? Politics for urban development more in general?
No, it didn't change at all. I mean, it's not in the scope of their politics at all. I mean, we are introduced, and the government is introducing the development that is oriented over tourists and investors non-stop. So they're changing the laws and regulation in order to provide more space for the investors and more power for the investors or to bring tourists. So, for example, we have a New Year's decoration during 6 months over here, and citizens are paying for that. So basically in September, you're still in like shorts and T-shirts, and you have like Santas all over the city. All of the projects that are introduced are basically now the shopping malls popping out all over the city and like luxurious residential and office buildings. And even if you want to participate in the decision-making process through public inquiries or other legal means and mechanisms that are introduced, your objections are ignored. The good thing is that now on the local, on the super local level, like on the district level, on the neighborhood level, there are appearing a lot of initiatives, especially in Belgrade, who are confronting those decisions and who are getting more and more organized, which I think is an incredible thing that is happening. But also in a different towns in Serbia, you had a similar reaction.